Tuscaloosa weather. Sky partly to mostly sunny this afternoon. The high today 78. Clear and very pleasant tonight, below 55.
Our phone line's completely jammed up on a SEC Parlay Pick Day presented by Brian Harden Construction. We'll get to Alex. We'll get to Pat. We'll get to Dell in Moundville. Let me run through the spreads one more time just to make sure that we're all on the same page. Got a big gift card for you today. Lost Pizza, thank you guys so much. Red's Car Wash, thank you, thank you, thank you. McFarland Boulevard will get your car shining very, very well. Does a great job. Fusackley's, the tailgating package. Daniel Moore, 2026 calendar. Thank you. We were part of selecting those favorite Alabama players back in May and June. Now it's paying off. When you look at our good friends, we are giving away Daniel Moore calendar for 2026. Let's go through the spreads. It is, and you got to win it to be in it, right? The grand prize package that includes the Rec-Tec grill. You know, our big friend, Ray Carnes, which we talk about this quite often, right? Your chance, fade and favorite grills. Now with some great discounts, choose your college colors. Those are pretty awesome. We talked to Ray Carnes a couple of weeks ago when we gave away the grill to Corey in Dawsonville. Robert in Mobile was the grand prize winner last year. We'll do the Rocky head-to-toe package. We do a weekly prize package. What is this value? Probably we got to be close to $200 this week with our SEC Parlay Pick Contest. But for the grand prize drawing, you got to be in it to win it. And you get in it by winning one of these score prediction or SEC Parlay Pick Contests. So Rec-Tec Grill, appreciate those guys. Let's go through the spreads as we go. Bama minus the 2.5, 51.5 is the game total. Washington State traveling to Ole Miss. Ole Miss minus 31.5. 58.5 is the game total. Texas, Oklahoma. Oklahoma minus the 1.5. 45.5 is the game total. Arkansas, Tennessee. Tennessee minus the 9.5. 67.5 is the game total. Florida, Texas, A&M. Texas A&M minus the 7.5. 47.5 is the game total. Georgia, go Dogs. Going to be taking on the Auburn Tigers. Georgia minus the 3.5, 46.5 is the game total. One of the oldest rivalries in the South. South Carolina going to LSU. They will go there as a major underdog. LSU minus 9.5, 44.5 is the game total. We're playing two out-of-conference games because Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt are on off weeks. Indiana, Oregon. Oregon minus the 7.5. And then we'll play Ohio State in Illinois. It's Ohio State minus the 14.5. SEC Parlay Pick Contest presented by Brian Harden Construction. Let's go to Alex. Alex, good afternoon. You're in the game.
How are we doing? Roll Tide.
Yeah, Roll Tide. Where are you calling us from, Alex?
Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide. Good. Good to have you. And you can verify this. Tuscaloosa traffic is a nightmare right now.
I'm driving through right now. It is awful.
I hope our defense can play as well as this McFarland traffic today.
I mean, trying to drive on campus right now feels like just the seventh circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, it's crazy. I was trying to make it work. I was kind of coming up on two wheels, to be honest with you. It was crazy. I'm like, okay, I left myself plenty of time. Nope, not so fast. It almost felt like a game day.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind, Alex? Talk to me.
So one thing I'll say, and I'm sure you talked about this week, but one thing that has just bugged me all week is all of these people that want to seem like they know football by saying this is a trap game. And it's not. You're on the road against an undefeated number 14 in the country, Missouri. If this is a trap game, then our team is mentally weak. And I just don't think that's the case.
Good point. Good point. Yeah, I mean, it's, as you said, it's hard to be a trap game when you are ranked as, I mean, a top 15 opponent.
I mean, it's just, and I'm not going to say that it's a lazy take, but it kind of feels like a trap game is when we went on the road to Vanderbilt in Oklahoma last year, where they have a couple losses under their belt, they haven't looked great, and you kind of overlook them a little bit. And it's really hard to overlook a undefeated top 14 team in the country that has a Heisman hopeful at running back.
Well, Alex, is there any chance that we called it a trap game in the offseason because we didn't know that the Missouri Tigers were going to be, you know, this heavily of a ranked football team? That may have been where it kind of stuck at. Fair?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, before the season, I wouldn't have believed you if you told me that they were going to beat Lenora Sellers in South Carolina. Granted, I didn't expect Lenora Sellers to get a concussion, but I mean, I would have called this a trap game before the season, but even this week, just so many people calling this a trap game has been a little weird to me, to say the least.
And we'll find out. We'll find out if Alabama can respond. I mean, listen, this will be another sign that this team has really turned the corner if they can continue this momentum. I mean, this offense is clicking. That may be a disadvantage for the Missouri Tigers because they've had a week off. Sometimes after a bye week, 11 o'clock start, we'll see if they're slow or if Alabama gives them some confidence from our defensive perspective.
I mean, Alabama's done a great job of starting games quickly. I mean, even in the loss of Florida State, we had that, 8-minute touchdown drive. I mean, we've done a great job of out of the gate playing our game and coming out there with pretty bad intentions to start the game off.
I could definitely see
Bama going up 2-3 scores before Missouri finally wakes up, and all of a sudden it feels like you're playing a neutral site game at best.
Yeah, well, you can take that crowd out. We've played the audio a couple of different times. Fast start. We'll see if Alabama's able to do that. Alex,
yes,
give
yes.
me three picks, man.
All right, give me South Carolina to cover.
Okay, South Carolina plus the points.
Give me Alabama to cover, and then give me the Barn Georgia under there.
Okay, Auburn under is what I'm going to call that. Auburn under. And just repeat that line, 46.5, under 46.5. We'll go Ty Simpson, total passing numbers. Where do you want to go?
Give me 315, and then you didn't ask for it, but just for kicks and giggles, I think he's going to have 60-plus, 70-plus rushing yards.
Oh, Ty Simpson. Wow. Okay.
I think the edges are going to get after him quick, and there's going to be a lot of running lanes for him to bail out of the pocket.
Yeah, that's one of the things that they do. They do get after the quarterback, so there may be some options there. Alex, thank you, man.
Thank you. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Thank you. Alex in Tuscaloosa, 205-342-9904. Let's go to Dale in Moundville. Dale, good afternoon. I may have jumped over Pat. Did I? I think I did. Let me put Dale back on hold. I think I did. Pat, good afternoon. Don't want to get Bubba mad at me. He's keeping track.
You could have taken Dale.
Yeah, I think.
I'm driving back from the coast and I don't have nothing but time. But anyway, hey. But since we're on, Lee Sterling, he just don't like us. I know he's got to go with his heart. But I'm thinking in Alabama that Ty Simpson, you understand Lenore Sellers threw for 300 yards on Missouri, didn't you?
They did.
We talked about 300.
Yeah, we talked. No, it was 300. We talked about it earlier in the day.
Yeah. And so, if he threw for 300, Ty don't like to butt up. I see Ty Simpson throwing, I'm going to go 352 on the yards for Ty Simpson. That is a tiebreaker.
Correct? It is. Ty Simpson passing numbers.
Okay, 352. And I want to go the over on the Georgia-Auburn game also.
You want to go over.
No, I'm sorry. Under. It was 46.5 or something like that.
Okay, so you want to go under in the Auburn game.
Right. And then I want LSU to cover the points against
LSU minus Carolina. The number. Got it. Pick number three.
Yeah, and let's go to something really off the wall. I'm going Texas against the public all going for Oklahoma. I'm going with Texas.
Texas, LSU, Auburn under.
If they don't do something down in Texas, Ryan, our buddy Stark, his seat might start getting pretty warm, don't you think?
I don't know about warm, but uncomfortable.
I mean, they've spent. $35 million
on that team. Kirk Bowles had the article from the Houston Chronicle. Yes. Big time.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah, so anyway, well, you got them. Hey, have a blessed day. That that traffic, I didn't leave to 12 o'clock Gulf Shores, and here it is. And I'm just got to Greensboro. It's unreal, the traffic at Gulf Shores. And for people down there that they don't have American shrimp, let the people, anybody driving down there ought to know that the own Rouse's was the only one last year when they tested them. You know, I was a federal inspector, and we tested shrimp. I can look at them and tell when they're imported, but we have a test now that we test them, and Rouse's was the only one that had domestic shrimp. That is so sad that people in Gulf Shores do the public like that. I mean, it hurts my feelings. Bob Baumhauer's the only one down there that I know of for sure in a restaurant that uses American shrimp.
Yeah, I think Mikey's does as well. So I think that
Big Mike, if he's got any shrimp,
no,
Big Mike probably
no.
does.
Well, too. Yeah, Big Mike's probably does too. He actually owns Blaylock. I don't know if you know that, but Big Mike owns Blaylock Seafood in there. So I'm sure they're probably using. But I know what you're talking about.
But I'm talking about all those little pop up people down there that do all kind of crap.
I don't know if you know this, but it's the shrimp festival this weekend. That's what it is.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what it is. It's now. That's what I said. And 90%, over maybe 95% of the shrimp consumed in the U.S. are imported anyway. I'm talking about across the U.S. So there's very, very little shrimp comes out of the Gulf of Mexico in order to supply. The supply ain't there. But what's consumed U.S. But anyway, hey, so you got to have a lesson on shrimp. Make peace with Jesus before you eat them. as we should with all of our food. But that. But anyway, we're excited about this game tomorrow, and Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Pat. We appreciate that. Pat giving us a shrimp update from the Gulf Coast. We'll continue with more of the game right here on Tide 100.
I don't drink with.
You know, Pat's got that shrimp all wrong. Just got a text message from someone listening down on the coast that says they are testing everybody at the shrimp festival. All but one tested good as far as using Gulf of America shrimp. Jackson, you know I got to head that way here in a little bit because it's just part of it, man. I got to watch the game down there, so I got to leave. I just got to.
The best shrimp.
It is. It is great. It is good. It is good shrimp. I mean,
the greatest.
But according to Pat, he can just look at it and tell you. That's what he said. So I just want to. I want to always touch base with Pat, right? Pat was a government inspector, right? Food inspector. He also was part of NOAA in the climate weather. I'd like to read his CV one of these days. Just in the credentials. That's what they call in academia. I mean, because Pat's done a lot of stuff, man. Unique feller, man. Unique guy. Government inspector. Sounds like a government job, doesn't it? Dale, good afternoon. I'm misaggravating Pat. But Pat was wrong about the shrimp. They're actually using Gulf of America shrimp. Anyway, all right, Dale, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Good afternoon. Did you say that Pat was with NOAA on the Ark? Is that what you said?
NOAA, N-O-A-A, the North Weather Service.
Oh.
NOAA, yeah. He's got a long list of credentials. So, weather expert, food expert, government inspector.
Very impressive.
Oh, no. I mean, that's what I'm impressed by. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Ryan,
and don't forget, he dated Miss Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, dated Miss Alabama, but he did tell us that she was an Auburn girl, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was one time. That was. And then the dog. I met the dog. Beautiful dog.
Well, Ryan, Lee got you nervous?
No, because, I mean, he's not going to go 5-0.
Ain't he usually right most of the time?
Oh, here we go, Dale. Here goes.
I'm just saying, I'm asking about him, about his predictions. That's all. I'm not saying I'm nervous.
Lee Sterling, he hits a lot, but I'm glad you asked. We keep record with what Lee's able to do. He went 4-1 last week. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go back a few picks here? Well, actually, I've deleted him, but he was 3-2 the week prior. But I mean, he had some 1-4s in there too. 1-4s. So.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, you're not as a professional handicapper. You're not going to bat. You know, you're not going to bat 80%.
So, well, this is one thing. I'm sitting here looking at Missouri's defensive roster there. Zion Young, number 9. He's a transfer from Michigan State, senior guy. And Chris McClellan, defensive tackle from Florida transfer. And then you got Damon Wilson, which was all the Georgia fans' darling, and they thought that he was going to be their best pass rusher on the jack position. And then Jalen Catalon, you recognize that name?
I do.
Safety.
Remind me.
That guy, he's got to been playing college football for at least 10 or 15 years or something. I mean, he was with Arkansas. I remember when he was in Arkansas, he was the best safety in the conference, man. But he stayed hurt a lot. But, man, they have got some talent on that defense. There ain't no doubt about it. But I still, when I watch the South Carolina game, if Alabama can just keep those for that front out of there, and they got that West Virginia middle linebacker, Josiah Trotter, he is really good too. But if they can keep them off of Ty, I'm like Pat said, he's going to light them up, you know. He's going to light them up. And I feel pretty confident in that.
And you almost wonder, you know, when you look at Ahmad Harvey, he's got forced tackles as far as he's got 104 rushes and 48 missed tackles. So he's got about, what, 0.44 rating on every, what, almost two carries he breaks a tackle. You almost wonder if they're going to lean on Ahmad Hardy to keep the ball out of Ty Simpson's arm.
Well, when we hit him, we just got to put him on the ground. We can't just hit him with a shoulder and expect. You got to wrap him up. You got to wrap him up right away. They played the number 44th defense in the country, which was Kansas. Then they played the 34th team in the country, which was South Carolina. Now they'll play Alabama, who's the 20th best defense in the country. So I think they're having to step it up quite a bit against Alabama, and I know we're weak against the run, but well, I think we're proving.
And this is the top rushing duo in the country. It's not just him. It's Jamal Roberts as well. So you get a 7.2-yard average, over 1,000 yards with these two backs. As you said, not the strength of schedule, but we know what they want to do. They want to pound the football.
What is their strength of schedule?
They're hanging their hat on South Carolina right now.
But what is the full strength of
109.
Alabama? It's 109?
Yeah.
It's 109?
Yes.
Well, yeah. That tells you a lot, then.
I mean, they played the Minnesota Vikings, the Green Bay Packers, Central Arkansas. Yeah, I mean, it's big. I mean, don't forget about undefeated, winless UMass. You want me to keep going?
No, I mean, that's the number tells the story, really. I mean, you know.
I mean, really, if you want to look at the most wins, Kansas is the most wins out of the teams that they've played that have the most wins. Kansas is 4-2 or 4-1, 4-2. Central Arkansas. You add up all their record, the opponent record for these guys is like 10-16.
Right. They may be a good team, but they just haven't been tested, and hopefully – this time they will be, even though, you know, we don't play great on the road, but I think we can. I think we're getting better. And so I'm going to go with Alabama on my first pick.
I got you. Go for it. Bama. Pick number two.
And my number two is going to be Oklahoma.
Got it. Pick number three.
Georgia. What is the point spread in that game?
It is Georgia. When you look at this number, 3.5. 3.5, Georgia minus the 3.5. Ty Simpson, total passing numbers. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to say 360 yards.
Got it. Thank you, Dale.
Appreciate it.
right back to you. Let's go 205-342-9904. Actually, let's go to break real quick. We're at 50 after. Then we'll come back. JR, get it on your mind. You're coming up next right here on the game. T-Town Tide 100.9, 1230 WTOP. I forgot to eat dinner, then I started sipping liquor, and it all went off. Ever since leaving, I've been you about Southern Ale House this weekend. If you're thinking about dinner this evening, either location, the original location, or Dockside, I do also want to remind you about Dockside tomorrow. They are going to be closed for the entire day, and they lost a team member, Dwight, the kitchen manager, incredible guy. I know Southern Ale House, they posted about this on our Facebook account, but the original location, 4 until 10 tomorrow, but the services is tomorrow morning. So be thinking about my Southern Ale House family, no doubt. Dwight was a big part of that. He was my cowboy guy. We'd go in and we'd complain about Jerry Jones, and you know, Brett Garner would aggravate us because Brett was a big New England guy. He'd kind of poke and prod, and Dwight and I'd always kind of talking a little, you know, we were just, you know, when you're a Cowboys guy, either you like them or you hate them, and we're going to miss old Dwight, no doubt, no doubt. But the service is tomorrow. Be thinking about my Southern Ale House family. But if you're looking for a great dinner spot, check it out. Either location today, but tomorrow Dockside is going to be closed for the entire day. But you'll be able to find good food, eat Southern, be Southern, 4 until 10 at the original location, 1530 McFarland Boulevard. But Dwight was a key leader and a guy that came to Southern Ale House. You guys know how long I've been eating there, but 12 years, got to know him. And like I said, no doubt going to miss our buddy Dwight and be lifting up that Ale House family this weekend. Appreciate those guys. Let's go to JR. JR, good afternoon. You're in the game. I hope all is well, man. JR, Coker, Alabama. JR, going once, going twice? No. JR, Quick Dave. Good afternoon, my friend. You're in the game.
Hey, Ryan, how's everything going on a Friday?
Man, it's good. It's good, Quick Dave. Thank you.
Yeah. And I said, man, I have heard some good scores. I think this time it's going to come down to the tiebreaker here. I really believe
that. You know what? It came down to the tiebreaker last week. Don't say it on the air because I know you always like to keep up with it. But we got our parlay pick winner from last week, and it came down to three guys, and we had one tiebreaker. And
wow.
You know, it's a – it's a guy that I don't know. He's got a weird kind of voice.
Corey?
No.
Should be Corey?
No. It's not Corey. It's not Corey. But it's if it kind of walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's.
Wow, I don't know who it could be. I thought it was going to be Corey, you know. Hey, Ryan, this is Corey from Trustville, Alabama. What do you think Patrick Murphy's going to do on the softball?
He's going to win it all, Corey.
Oh, man.
Leave my buddy alone.
Hey, now what are you talking about? I'm not talking about Corey. I like Corey.
I know, but you're aggravating him. Or at least I feel that way. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, maybe I shouldn't. Trust me, I'm not aggravating them. I like Corey. You remember Corey last year, you know, when I won a calendar, I made sure. I said, now make sure Corey gets this. I was not able to get down there. Do you remember it now? No?
No, I don't.
Okay. Let me just give you my three picks. I promise you, I was not making fun of Corey. You can ask my daughter. I like Corey, and I like, you know, I like Bubba from Northport.
Well, I know, but you were talking about his softball picks. I thought that's what you were aggravating him about. Never mind.
Yeah, you know, now Corey knows everything about softball. I wish Patrick Murphy would, you know, invite him out there, and, you know, because if
he's the number one softball fan.
He is. I mean, they used to have a program on there right after the 6 o'clock, not Stingray, but I cannot remember that guy's name. It was amazing what Corey knew about softball. It was amazing there. But anyway, you know, no, I wasn't making fun of Corey. I love Corey. I love Corey there, you know.
No worries. No offense taken. Yeah. All right, here we go, Quick Day. Three picks.
It's like I said, it's probably going to go down to a tiebreaker. I'm going to go with Alabama.
Bama.
I'm going to go with Oklahoma. and I'm going, God, I had this thing picked. I can't even remember. Oklahoma's playing Texas. I'm doing that. Alabama's playing Mizzou. I'm doing that. And, yeah, I'm going with Georgia over Auburn. And, oh, Lord, Ty Simpson, the guy, he's got a rifle arm. I'm going to go 323 yards.
323. Quick, Dave, I've been enjoying your commentary on Facebook. I appreciate all the comments. Appreciate you sharing those pages. Thank you, man, for being a part of our show. Yeah. Hope you have a great rest of your afternoon.
Roll Tide.
We greatly appreciate that. Nukes Eatery, 205 University Boulevard, 205-758-2455. If you're looking for a great sandwich, California-style pizza, or a great salad or daily soup specials, you'll find it close enough that you can smell the championships. As we enter the 5 o'clock hour, we'll continue to take SEC Parlay Picks, presented by Brian Hart.
With the other, a sweet, soft, southern thrill.
18 national titles, 30 SEC titles, 147 first-team All-Americans, 78 postseason appearances, 45 postseason victories, 4 Heisman winners, the NCAA all-time scoring leader, and the greatest football coaches to ever walk the sidelines. We are talking a little Alabama Crimson Tide football, and we are powered by Tuscaloosa Toyota, TuscaloosaToyota.com, 3325 Skyline Boulevard, and online at TuscaloosaToyota.com. Great deals no matter how you truck. Toyota Truck Month happens right now. It ends coming up in a few weeks, but if you're looking for some great deals, that includes the 2026 Tundra, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive options. We are offering 2.99 APR for 72 with a $1,000 bonus cash. How about a 2025 Toyota Tacoma, 1.99 APR for 36, also a $1,000 bonus cash. How about a Camry, the 2026, as low as 1.99 APR. How about a RAV4? You can find those, and you can view that inventory. That is the best-selling car in the country. It is Tuscaloosa Toyota. It is TuscaloosaToyota.com. We're doing an SEC Parlay Pick Contest today, presented by Brian Harden Construction. We are the flagship home of Alabama Crimson Tide football, and we're taking your phone calls right here. Let me go through the spreads one more time. Now, reminding you that you will have a chance to win the weekly prize package that includes Lost Pizza gift card. How about that, man? Lost Pizza, that place is incredible. It's more than just pizzas, though. Even though pizzas is what you go there for, the Cujo is great, the Otis is great, the Popeye's great, the Islander is good, the Fat Boy's Bacon Cheeseburger is good, the Happy Hippie's good, the wings are incredible, the tamales are great, the barbecue nachos are good. It's the old Mr. Bill's location, Lost Pizza, 205-248-7763. Open 11 a.m. until 9 p.m. Be a great place to celebrate a Friday evening. We're giving away a gift card there. How about a Rad's Car Wash? You got to have your car looking sharp. We'll put that in there. How about that? 2026 calendar, which you guys were a part of that. You helped me select the Alabama favorite players that Daniel Moore has honored. By the way, we've got Crispy Screen, Caden Proctor against the Georgia Bulldogs. That print is available at DanielMooreArt.com. Their preliminary pencil sketch. It's called the Crispy Screen. Big Caden Proctor running that screen pass, and now we're going to make a print. That'll be 2 years back-to-back. They've done a print over the Georgia Bulldogs. Last year it was Deuces Wild with Ryan Williams and Sabian Brown. This year it's Crispy Screen, named after, I guess, Krispy Kreme, because he loves a lot of donuts. But this one's Crispy Screen, and you can find it at DanielMooreArt.com. So we'll put a 2026 calendar in there, and why don't we put the Fusackleys in there? Why don't we do a tray of 50 fingers? We'll do a tailgating package, so a tray of 50 fingers that includes a pint of house-made sauce, half pound of crinkle-cut fries, 2 6-packs of Texas Toast, 2 pints of house-made coleslaw, a gallon of fresh-squeezed lemonade, and why don't we throw 2 more pints of house-made sauce in there? We call that a tailgating package, courtesy of Fusackleys. Thank you, John Ramey. Appreciate that, man. Thank you. Fusackleys, little tailgating package. All can be had if the price is right. Well, the scores are right. Let's go through the lines. Let's run through the lines here. Alabama, the Missouri Tigers, minus the 2.5. 51.5 is the game total. Washington State at Ole Miss, 31.5. 58.5 is the game total. Texas and Oklahoma going to get together at the Cotton Bowl. It is the Red River rivalry. Last year it was Texas 34-3. Oklahoma a slight favorite here, 1.5, 45.5 is the game total. Arkansas, Tennessee, Tennessee minus the 9.5, 67.5 is the total. Florida traveling to Texas A&M, they will so as an underdog. Texas A&M minus the 7.5, 47.5 is the game total. Georgia, Auburn, go Dogs! Georgia, minus the 3.5, 46.5. We hope they absolutely destroy the Auburn Tigers. So, Jackson, part-time Georgia fan, full-time Alabama fan. Good game. Good game tomorrow evening. I'm excited for that one, man.
Take Georgia in the points.
6:30, ABC. South Carolina, LSU. LSU minus the 9.5, 44.5. And then we got Indiana, Oregon. Oregon minus the 7.5, Ohio State, Illinois. Ohio State minus the 14.5. We got a lot of people listening out there. We want even more people. Tell your friends, download the Tide 100.9 app, and send us an app message. Listening from Denver, Colorado, Denver, Bama fan chiming in. St. Cloud, Florida, Roll Tide, 35-14. Alabama gets the job done. Hey, Bubba, have you considered crying about it? He's a grown man. What a clown. Oh, man, I didn't mean to read that on the air. That must be Joe down in Dothan. We thank you. Roll Tide from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm picking Alabama to beat Missouri 28-17. Missed seeing you last month. Got photos from Coach DeBoer, Pee-wee, Big Al, Chris Lilly from Big Bob Gibson's. Oh, my friends up there. Hey, how about that? I met some folks. I met some folks from Madison, Wisconsin. I actually told them, I met them down on the beach, and I told them about Big Bob Gibson of Decatur, and they actually went. Said it even got to see Mark's Marks. So swinging by, appreciate those guys. Doug, Madison, Wisconsin, appreciate all those. Remember to go to the app messages, give us a drop down, tell us where you're listening to us from. We greatly appreciate those. It's kind of fun to see all the different cities representing a Friday afternoon. SEC Parlay Pick Contest. Presented by Brian Harden Construction. And let's go to the guy that's here locally, Mr. Mitchell. How are you, my friend? Welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa.
Ryan Fowler, it's a Friday night in God's country, and life is good, my friend. Life is good.
It is. It is. But, man, this traffic is a mess.
Yeah, I just pulled into the Walmart market here in Northport. And here lately, when I come to this Walmart, no matter what day it is, I got to park out in the back 40. I mean, all the spots are filled up.
But well, let me tell you, we got a great sponsor by the name of Piggly Wiggly. You just need to leave, yep. Okay? That's what you need to do, Mitchell, is just leave. You ain't got to fight for parking. Go to the pig,
I love Piggly Wiggly. You know, speaking of that real quick, my mother, you know what her and her sisters used to call the Piggly Wiggly way back in the day?
Talk to me.
They would call it the Hoggly Woggly.
I will say this. You may be at the front of the Wally World, but don't buy meat, man. Woo.
God. There you go. All right, so the Tide is headed to the Show Me State, and I think the Tide is going to show them who the granddaddy of college football is. We're going to win the game, but you heard on my score on Wednesday, it was kind of close. So I'm a little nervous, but I'm feeling much better as the minutes go by. So
all right.
I will be ready. The Tide will be ready. And the calendar reads October, but I like to call it Locktober, baby. So here's my locks.
Mitchell tried to get a professional handicapper line in there, all right? You go Bama.
No. Every time I bet on Bama.
I already wrote it down.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Scared.
Let's go.
Look at him. I thought you were talking up the Tide, and then you just switched on me.
Let's go Oklahoma.
Okay, pick number two.
Let's go those loser state university down there in Baton Rouge where the Tide don't lose.
I always knew you were a Tiger fan. Go ahead.
And let's go the Oregon Quack Attack Ducks.
Quack, 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 quack. Isn't that Ellis' favorite team, the last duck through the hole? I think it is.
It is.
Yeah, it's one of them.
He's a lifetime duck.
Yeah, lifetime duck. I saw him in a duck, shirt the other day, a jersey. So he's part-time duck, last duck through the hole. But he better hurry and call because I got some good news for him today.
All right. Okay, so you got Oklahoma, LSU, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And Ty's passing yards are going to be 301.
I got you, man. Thank you, Mitchell. Listen, at least you know I'm setting it up. Here we are.
Appreciate it, Ryan. And as I said Wednesday, but I'll say it again. Memo to the Missouri Kitty Cats. Guess what? It's nothing personal. It's all business. And you're next. Let's go, Bama. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Let's go to Blueberry Steve, Montreal, Canada. Blueberry Steve, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Man, I'm good.
Good. Good to hear your voice. I'm just about getting in my car, so it's going to go on to Bluetooth in a second.
Well, if you want to give me three picks, you're welcome to, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. I want to give you three picks for sure, but I have to tell you, unfortunately, I'm not going to make it down to Tuscaloosa for the LSU game.
Oh.
I'm really, really, really bummed out about it, but I'll tell you. Personally, something that I have to do. It's not like a threatening issue, but it is something. Our Canadian medical system, when they give you a date for something, you have to take. It's not life-threatening at all, but it's something that I need to take care of. What I am hoping for, though, is a playoff game. I'm speaking to my son, and he's on board. So even my brother and his dad made it. We're gonna see what comes up and where, but if I do win any prizes, I'm gonna donate them. How do you like that?
Roll Tide. Yeah. Well, good. Okay. Good, man. A playoff game would be good. I mean, who knows? We might be hosting one.
I would love. Oh man, I would pay top dollar for those tickets. Everything happens for a reason.
Your heart just fluttered, didn't it? It just fluttered just a little bit, didn't it?
It did. It really did. Let me give you my picks.
Okay.
I would like to take the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Bama, pick number two.
I would like to disappoint your friend Digger. Because I'm going to be taking Oklahoma and the 1.5. They're giving up 1.5?
They are, -1.5. Yep. Pick number three?
Yeah. Pick number three will be Georgia against the Bugs.
All right. And then we'll go Ty Simpson passing numbers.
360 yards.
360. I got it, man. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Just quickly, what would it take for us to host a playoff game?
Well, I mean, it would take too much to explain because you got to, you know, you definitely want to go through the SEC.
All right.
At this point, it would just be a guessing game, right? I mean, you.
Okay. Well, I can surely, things happen for a reason. That's
yeah. I mean, at this point, we don't even have the college football playoff committee rankings released. So at this point, I mean, yeah, I could make up something. It would sound good, but.
Okay, go ahead. Make up something.
Alabama goes and wins the SEC title, and the first place team can't host a game. They pass it on to Alabama. Alabama decides. I mean, I made all that up anyway.
All right, my friend. Well, anyways, I'm sorry. I really can't make it. My heart was set on it, but just something has to be taken care of. That's it.
Gotcha. Thank you, man.
Roll Tide, brother.
Right back to you, man. Blueberry Steve, Montreal, Canada, 205-342-9904. Let's go to Tommy and Romulus. Tommy, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
Tonight? I'm good, Tommy. Thank you, man.
Well, I'm good. I'm going to be quitting because I know who the grand prize winner is today, and you're spelling it. So
Now, I will say this. You did have some good picks, man.
Well.
The tiebreaker got you. He cut your throat. Yeah. He literally cut your throat. He went identical picks, but he beat you on the tiebreaker.
Yeah, not why I mean why I really don't like him, but don't tell him that, okay? I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, I just hope he'll at least give you a chicken finger.
Well, he might. He's pretty good about that.
I mean, at least the least he can do is provide the tailgating for whenever.
Well, yeah. Oh, well. I'm happy for him.
But you know he's going to have those bragging rights. We will not be able to hear it for weeks.
I know. And he'll post them chicken fingers on the internet and send me pictures of them. You know what, Ryan? I don't like you even. You let him win. See, win.
Well, I couldn't help it. Diego Pavia didn't answer the bell. Not my
just
fault.
I know.
But he talked the talk.
Yeah, and took a walk the walk.
All right, here we go. Tommy, give me three picks, man.
Georgia.
Tennessee. Got it. UT. Got it. Pick number two.
Oregon.
Ooh, okay. Gotcha. And then we'll go Ty Simpson total passing numbers. Tommy, where do you want to go?
376.
376. I got you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Have a great day. Roll Tide.
Right back to you. We've got two lines available. That just cleared with Tommy. 205-342-9904. It's TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness. 205-752-0627. Independent owned pharmacy specializing in compliance packaging, over-the-counter medication, compounding needs, the retail prescriptions. If you're looking for over-the-counter medication, maybe there's a dose out there that you and your physician agree upon that you just can't find anywhere else, right? You're like, I'm out of options. My doctor wants me to take this. Well, that's where the compounding comes in at TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness. The great thing when you call that customer service line, an actual human being answers. How ironic. How pretty cool. No one. You know, I actually called a customer service representative today. It was something that was national. And I kid you not, I wasted 40 minutes of my morning. Press one, put your account number in, put one. I was checking on a shipping order that had nothing to do with pharmacy because I went straight to TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness. But I was ordering something and just checking on it. Hey, great thing. You call 205-752-0627. An actual human being answers the phone. Convenient street level parking right there on Hargrove Road, 303 Hargrove Road, right across the street from West Coast Customs. Tuscany Podiatrist is next door. It is TJ's Pharmacy and Wellness. Let's continue with more phone calls. We'll get to those coming up.
Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice, beg you pretty please.
You know, we are giving a gigantic package away, and I will tell you that even next week, because Alabama-Tennessee is going to be even bigger, we're going to be giving away a tailgating package courtesy of our friends at Piggly Wiggly. It is a big one and a lot of great items, and we'll parlay that with some of the things that we've got as well. But fire up the grill this college football season with that certified Angus beef, USDA Choice Grinds, only at Tuscaloosa's locally owned and operated supermarket, Piggly Wiggly. From fresh ground beef to ground chuck to juicy certified Angus beef hamburger patties, you're going to taste the difference in every bite. Don't forget about the rest of the grill lineup. Fresh, never frozen chicken, quality pork cut fresh daily at Piggly Wiggly. Our skilled butchers cut and package meat in the store every single day. Why? Because fresh matters. Look for that certified Angus beef logo. It is your sign you're getting the best. Just 1 in 5 Angus cattle qualify for the certified Angus beef label. It's not just Angus, it's certified Angus. Don't go to some of these supermarkets and you'll see the meat, the steaks, the whatever, hamburger, chicken. They'll put it in a tray, they'll wrap it in plastic. They want you to think that they processed it in the back of the store. Chances are it may not have been. Fresh food, fair prices, down home, down the street. 5 locations to serve you. And don't forget to download the Piggly Wiggly West Alabama app. It's a free deal of the week this week. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. How about that? But it's more than just that. Produce, all the great frozen items as well. Get you some of that great ice cream that you can find. Get you a gallon of tea. It's all the tailgating you need to make your tailgating stand out. Piggly Wiggly, five locations in West Alabama. And you know what goes better with Piggly Wiggly? How about one of those big Rec-Tac grills? Well, you got to be in it to win it. We're doing the grand prize package again this year. R-E-C-T-E-Q. Choose your color. And a Rocky head-to-toe package. We're doing that head-to-toe package, head-to-toe package. You got to win one of these parlay pick contests or the score prediction to be in it. Let's continue. And we're also giving away a gigantic weekly prize package as well. Lost Pizza, Red's Car Wash, Fusakli's tailgating package, Daniel Moore 2026 calendar. Talk to me. Let's go. Marty, Arkansas. Marty, you won a package. You're in it. I hope all is well. Welcome to the game.
It only takes one. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes. That's all it takes is one.
Ryan, I need you to say some prayers for my friend, okay? They're fixing to lose. We're actioning an off. They lost their farm.
Oh.
So, yeah, a lot. It's hard. He couldn't get a loan for next year's crop. So it's been a rough 3 years up here with rain and all that. But he lost his whole rice crop in the rain this year and stuff. So but two of his things came out. But his dad got another job. But we got to auction off a lot of stuff tomorrow, and we just hope we can break even. That's all I need prayer for. I mean, you've been a good friend, and I pray for your friends, so I'm just asking back. I don't want to sound religious, and I know it's not all you free talk because it's football season and
No. Listen. We're believers here. We're believers here. So I hate so that your friend's going through that, man. It's tough.
Yeah, it is. Well, farming up here is tough right now. And I know you lived on one, and you know how it goes. All right, I'm going to get my picks. I'm going to go Alabama.
Bama.
God, I'm going to go Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Got it.
I don't know which one other to take. I'm going to take Georgia because I don't want to go against my Hogs, and then I don't want to bet on the Hillbillies.
Bama, Oklahoma, Georgia, tiebreaker, yep. Ty Simpson.
300 yards.
Ty Simpson passing yards, 300, Georgia, Oklahoma, Bama. Hey, Marty, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Hey, you have a great weekend, and I'll get with you to pick up my package. I was going to try to come down next weekend, but with this going on, I got a lot going on. So I'll come probably down to Friday before the LSU game.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me try to squeeze in as many calls as I can. Thank you, Marty.
All right. That's fine. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Marty, Arkansas, checking in. Let's go to Abe and Gordo. Abe, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Hey, good afternoon, Ryan. I love your show. Your coverage of Alabama football is great. Jackson told me you'd fill me in on the rules. Did you say you got to pick SEC teams, or can it be any college?
Well, no, it's the parlay picks, and we're going SEC teams. You got to pick the winner. You got to pick them by the spread. And then we're putting two non-conference games in there, Indiana, Oregon, Ohio State, Illinois. I can run through the spreads, but I'll have to do it super, super fast. You ready?
That's no problem. I was just asking about the rules. The reason I was asking, I like the same picks that Marty picked. I'm going Alabama.
Bama.
And I tell you what, Bama win, and this prize pack is food, right?
It is food.
See, don't you think the digestion will go better with a Bama win?
No, listen, it'll be hard to swallow if Alabama loses, man. It'll be tough.
Well, I'm going with Alabama. I'm gonna go with Kirby Smart in Georgia.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go with them Sooners. Except I'm gonna underbid Marty, and I'm gonna go 275 passing yards.
There you go. Do it like Price is Right. Cut his throat. There you go.
I've been close every time, and only time there's always one game that goes south on me. So maybe I'll get them this time.
Well, do you know what close gets you, don't it?
What's that?
Absolutely nothing. 100% naturally organic. Absolutely nothing.
I'll tell you what. I did have some fun, though. I picked that week we had Tulane and Ole Miss. I had Ole Miss. And Ole Miss whooped them going away. And then the second game, I had Auburn over I mean, I had the Sooners over Auburn, and the Sooners got that sack that got me well in that game. And, man, I was cheering. I just had it. But you know what got me busted was I had Illinois over Indiana, and Indiana smoked them.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it wasn't even close.
And last week you were 2 out of 3, but old Texas.
Right, everybody but Texas.
You believed in Texas. Nobody should believe in Texas. Nobody.
Well, and you know what? I'm afraid if this doesn't work out, I'm afraid Sark's going to ruin his legacy. He'll be the only coach that couldn't develop a Manning.
Good point. Oh, wow. That's a good one. Hey, Bob, I'll let that be your mic drop, man. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. 205-342-9904. Let's go to Jared in Houston, Texas. Jared, good afternoon. You're in the game.
Good afternoon, Ryan. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. You got to admit, that was a pretty good line right there for me.
That was solid. That was solid.
Hey, has anybody seen Tony?
Absolutely.
Has anybody seen Tony?
I haven't. You know, Tony's, like I said, Tony's like Sasquatch, man. There's a few pictures of him out there. Of course, they're all covered up, and there's a few videos of him sliding through the trees, but ain't nobody been able to capture him.
Yeah, I'm still looking for him. Hadn't found him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He went with Jackson to the coexist party up in Boston, the convention last week, and we hadn't seen
that
him
Rainbow
since.
Coalition deal.
Coexist, the stickers. You know, you see the coexist stickers. It's big.
Yeah, but that's put on by the Rainbow Coalition.
Oh, it is. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tony had his furry outfit on.
I tell you what, man. It's worried about him. He could get trapped. Next thing you know.
Tony don't need no guardian.
All right. Three picks, Jared, in Houston.
Roll Tide minus the 2.5.
Bama.
I want Florida.
Got it. Oh, look at that.
How many points I get there?
You get 7.5. 7.5.
All right. This is about the time of the year where the Aggies start to turn. So I'm going to take Florida.
Got it.
Plus 7.5. Bama minus 2.5. And then I want Oklahoma.
Ty Simpson, total passing numbers. Where do you want to go?
410.
I've got you. Jared, I appreciate you, man.
Roll Tide, brother.
Roll Tide. Jared, Houston, Texas. We appreciate that. Let's line them back up. 205-342-9904. If you want to jump in, SEC Parlay Pick Day presented by Brian Harden Construction. DeAndre, talk to me.
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm good. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well, man. I just want to get my picks in right quick.
Talk to me.
Hey, man, I want to go Bama.
Bama.
I want to go Georgia.
Georgia. Pick number 3.
And let me take, what's the line that Oklahoma takes again, Ryan?
Oklahoma minus the 1.5. Oklahoma minus the 1.5.
Let me take Texas with the points.
Gotcha. Texas plus the points. Ty Simpson, passing numbers on the road. Talk to me.
I want to go 355, Ryan.
355?
Yeah, 355.
I got you. All right, I got you. What else?
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. Because I know other people are trying to get in. So,
okay.
They're enjoying the show, man, and hopefully we can get this win tomorrow.
All right. Roll Tide, DeAndre. Thank you, man. Hope all the family's doing good.
Same on your end, man. Roll Tide.
Thank you. DeAndre, always a big, faithful listener. He's been listening to us for a long, long time. We're doing SEC Parlay Pick Days. Let's break right here. Let me tell you about the Paint Spot. Phillip Williams, locally owned and operated since 1971, either location. For all you weekend warriors out there, think about the Paint Spot. You walk in, the expert advice, quality paint, expert advice. It is the Paint Spot right there. The Pittsburgh paint, the Devo paint, the Richards paint, the quality paint, locally owned and operated. 205-345-9797. It is the Paint Spot. Either location, close to the Harden's Bakery on 15th Street, McFarland Boulevard in Northport, the Paint Spot. Let's continue with more phone calls. We'll take those coming up in just a couple of minutes. We actually have 2 lines available. If you want to get your parlay picks in, big prize package, gigantic prize package. And then even the grand prize package is even bigger. We're giving that away today. Fusakli's tailgating package, Lost Pizza, Daniel Moore, Red's Car Wash, 205-342-9904. You pick three winners, that's it. Ty Simpson tiebreaker, passing numbers is our tiebreaker, 205-342-9904.
Game with Ryan Fowler, Tuscaloosa's longest running sports show.
Takes his team on the road, 4-1, 4-1, 4-1. Looking for number 5. Let's continue with more phone calls. We've just got just a few minutes, but I want to go to last week's winner. The guy that we call the last duck through the hole. He believes in the Alabama Crimson Tide, and we believe in him because he stepped to the plate last week. He was the final caller through the gate, and he laid a big one. How are you, Ellis, Manchester, Tennessee?
Woo! Roll Tide, Ryan Fowler.
Roll Tide. Did you know that you had won?
I had a feeling I did, but I didn't know for sure.
Okay. Well, you did. You did. You did. And you got a bunch of stuff, man. A bunch of stuff.
Cool.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
All right. Let's do it again. Okay. I mean, why not? Why only stop with 1 week? Keep the streak.
Keep the streak going.
Give me three picks.
I'm going with Bama.
He's rolling with the Tide. Pick number 2.
I'm going to roll with the Ducks.
Yeah, you are a duck.
And I'm
those who don't know, we call him the last duck through the hole because generally he's the last caller. But today he's going to be the second last caller. All right, pick number 3.
I'm going to roll with the Oklahoma Sooner.
I was fixing to say something smart, but I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. Ty Simpson, passing numbers?
Over the Shorthorns.
Yeah. Ty Simpson, passing numbers?
I'm going to go with 374, close to Tommy's 375.
Now you cut his throat last week. Might as well do it this week, too. Thanks. Thanks, Ellis. Roll Tide.
All right, roll
time. Let's go Keith in Carolina, and we'll try to get Terry in Richmond, Virginia. Keith, Carolina, it's been too long. I hope all is well, man.
Hey, Ron, doing great, man. How are you?
Good, good, good. How's the cattle farming?
The cattle market's as high as I've ever seen it, but everything else on the farm ain't doing too sporty.
Yeah, well, we've missed you, man. We've missed you.
On the crop side.
We've missed you. Next time
I listen every day. I listen every day, but it's hard for me to get through sometimes. I'll go ahead and give you my pick.
All right, go ahead.
Give me Bama.
Bama.
I'll take Georgia.
Georgia.
And give me Florida.
Florida. Got it.
And give me Ty Simpson's 372.
372, man. Thank you so much, Keith. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Ryan. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Keith over in Carolina. Keith owns a big cattle processing. Keith is a true cowboy. I mean, he would go to the wharf and be able to dominate those guys. I know we've already talked about the wharf, but let's go to Terry in Richmond, Virginia. The last 90 seconds, it belongs to you.
Bama.
Bama over. Oh, okay.
In Texas.
All right.
And 350. I'm taking Texas because of Dari Noka dissing us last Sunday on his show, the old Barrett Salee show. He said that the Penn State upset at UCLA, the only thing he could compare it to was Alabama losing at Vanderbilt last year.
Mm. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
And Dari does a show out in Oklahoma. Does it actually in Norman?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, no, but he does.
He's on Barrett's show.
Yeah, he also on Sirius XM,
before
too.
Barrett quit college football.
Yeah, and Barrett now just takes shots on Twitter. So, hey, Terry, I appreciate you, man. Roll Tide to you.
All right, roll Tide.
Roll Tide. All right, I think Alabama gets the job done. I like 31. I like 34-21. I think Alabama's going to hammer Missouri. I'll be shocked. Listen.
Give me 31-27.
I think Alabama gets the job done. Hey, I'll find you on Facebook. I'll find you on Twitter. Remember, game day all day. Download the Tide 100.9 app. man, we had a lot of fun hanging out with the best fans in the country. We also want to thank our law enforcement officers, EMTs, firefighters, first responders, highway patrol. We thank you. We appreciate you. We also call this program The Game, and the only way that you can win the big game, the game of life, is to walk daily with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Good night, T-Town.